Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Last week on the program, I played, for the very first time anywhere outside a studio, really, let you into a little secret, Kalyana's secret, a brand new single, which is called Ride On to Listoun Varna. And if anybody knows their Irish music, they will know that that kind of has a Christy Moore connotation because of the great Ride On, or the his version of Ride On, and of course, Listoun Varna. And it was a tribute to Christy Moore. Kalyana, I promised, would join us on the line this week on the programme to allow us to play the full version of the song, because what we heard last week, even though it was 4 minutes and 8 seconds long, is not the full version. Kalyana, lovely to talk to you and to see you as always. How are you?
Great, thanks, Ger, and good to talk to you too. You're looking great across the radio.
Yeah, there you go. I have a face for radio. Everybody says that, so it is good. I love the single and I enjoyed playing it immensely. And thank you. PJ Curtis told me that you had a new single coming and that you wanted to give me the first play on the planet. And I loved that.
So I
thanks.
Did.
Yes, and you were true to your word. Fair play to you. Thanks a million for that.
Yeah.
Why did you write a tribute to Christy Moore?
Well, here's how it happened, Ger. A few months back, as I do normally on my Facebook and Instagram, I do a post every so often. And sometimes I do original material, and then other times I think, oh no, there's a song that I really love that song and I really want to do it. So it was a few days after Christy was had received the Irish Folk Awards.
Okay.
And I had first heard the song Jana Dreams many, many moons ago, and it was Christy Moore's version of it, and I was so taken by the song, did a little bit of research and whatever, and apparently the melody was written by Tchaikovsky, and then a friend of Christy's put lyrics to it, and he just brought the song to a whole new level. So it's a song I sing quite often, mm-hmm. and as I was doing the post, because I do the post here in my house, as I was doing the post, I thought to myself, we have a living legend in our time. This man.
Leave
has
me out of this now. Leave me out of this. Stay with Christy. Stay with Christy.
This man has lifted songs from the doldrums, older songs, and he's breathed new life into them. He has created new music and just taken everyone to a whole new level. And I thought, rather than write a song about Christy himself, I would love to honour some of his bigger songs and maybe craft a little tune, a little jaunty tune that might revere what he has done to those songs. So it was while I was doing that post, singing John O'Dreams, that's what was going on in my mind. So I duly did. I got stuck into it very shortly after, and I actually had to do some research on some of the songs because some of them were kind of out of my era as okay. such, or my listening zone. But most of them, of course, I did know them, and I literally sat down with a list of about 17 titles of songs that Christy has just brought this magic to. And I thought, well, where would I be going without Joxer?
Yes.
Joxer's got to be in this because he's the heart of Christy Moore. And he's that quirky, funny little side of Christy that everybody adores. Mm. So that's really how it all happened.
And hope that's all. I was going to ask you where you start, because listening to it, and you were trying to get all of the song titles into it and still make perfect sense with the whole thing, which you managed to do. So where did you start? Okay, you said you had your 17 songs. So
I did. The first song I wrote down on my page was Ride On.
Hmm.
And then the second song was Listoun Varna.
Right. So there you go. That's your
and
title.
I thought, It wasn't even the title. It was like, right on to Stoombarna. And from there, I just started bringing in things that just, they just flowed into place. And of course, Black is the Colour is one of my favourite Irish songs. And I loved the Lakes of Pontchartrain. And then I thought, oh, Nancy Spain, there was a ring that Christy gave to her. That makes it great. That rounds up the chorus really beautifully. So instantly I had gobbled up several titles. And then I was left with other titles that I had to craft a song around. And I felt the song had to make some sort of geographical sense, musical sense, and a storytelling sense, as well as building the melody up to this great chorus. So it started with, where did Christy Moore come from? He comes from Kildare. He was born back in 1945. And he's a druid. Mm-hmm. He is. Mm-hmm. He's a musical druid. And so it just flowed. I have one page. I started writing. I have one page with a couple of scribbles and I replaced words. That they were my notes. They were my writing notes. So that page is now in a folder as my treasured writing notes of Right On to Stoombarna.
It'll be in the museum one of the days where it all started.
Wouldn't that be great, sir?
Wouldn't it just? Right. Before we actually went on, we were just chit-chatting and I was asking you how things are in general and you said great and that you're back in a writing zone. Was this a trigger or was this just because you're in that writing zone that this happened?
I'll tell you what, I had gone through a really long dry spell where nothing was coming to me. And then I heard about a competition, a song competition in Ireland called Mad About Monaghan. And that really triggered the writing spark again.
Okay.
And I wrote a song called, which I called The Stony Grey Soil.
Okay. Patrick Kavanagh, yeah.
And from that then I started doing posts again because I'd really slacked off. I was just not finding the enthusiasm. And once the Irish Folk Awards came up, then I got the trigger for Ride On to Stoombarna. And now being back in that writing mode, I kind of go into myself. Friends kind of find that I'm not available anywhere. I'm in my little zone and I don't want to let anyone in there because a slight distraction in my mind can kind of curb it and veer you off somewhere else. You've got to be tidy in your mind, I call it, for when you're in the writing zone, just to pick up on those little nuggets and those seeds of inspiration. So while the writing streak lasts, you just go with it. And I find I could write 10 or 12 or 15 songs in a writing streak and then jump. It shuts down on me again. But that's fine. But that's fine because your brain needs time to process and to cleanse and regroup and get it all going again. So that's where I'm at now and I'm loving it.
So when you're in that zone then, are you literally hanging out in coffee shops looking at people and watching the world go by and sitting next to where there's boys and girls on swings with their mammies and daddies and going to matches? Are you looking everywhere for inspiration or does it just fall out of the trees?
Some of it falls out of the trees. I spend quite a bit of time walking. I find that a very therapeutic experience and that's where I get a lot of my nuggets because when you go inward, when you get in the space where you can go back inward and kind of suss out, tease out all the feelings that you're having, they all get muddled up in time. When you tease them out and you start pulling them apart and you really experience what you're thinking, what you're feeling in the last while, that's where a lot of the experiential nuggets come from.
Look at you.
I spend a lot of alone time when I'm doing that.
That's what I was going to ask you because one of the things, because to be able to clear your mind and to be able to be that focused, you have to be selfish, don't you?
You do, and you've got to put, I come second on the list to my creative streak. So that comes first, I come second. I don't listen to other music generally. I find that that confuses my mind because it seeps in.
Okay.
So I try not to listen to news. I don't listen to other people's music. I literally have to clear my head. I give it the time. I give it the space because Otherwise, if you're not totally in tune with it, it doesn't flow. It doesn't flow. And songs that don't flow will never work. You can work them and you can try to rework them and you'll never feel that it feels right.
Mm.
So,
what about live music? I know that one of the times that we spoke, you had made a decision that you were going into this full time. The country was opening up again. You thought, yeah, I'm going to give this a shot. How is it working out for you?
Yeah, it's growing, particularly. I think the last lockdown, it took a lot of venues and people a lot of time just to build up confidence that things were going to stay reopened. And once April came this year, there are, you know, gigs and opportunities coming in. The only thing that's really slow to come through, which really is a bit of a heartbreak for me, is that fully original gigs are not quite sought after enough in Ireland, particularly in the West. You've got to go to, you know, the larger cities and towns where there is demand for a completely original gig.
Okay.
Most people want to go to a gig and they want to hear songs that they have in the ether.
That they can sing along with.
They want to sing along. They don't want someone churning out stuff that they've never heard before, because it's quite difficult to connect with a whole new gig of original music unless you have an audience who are there specifically to experience newly created original music. So there is a difference in audiences, and it's the original audiences I'm really trying to develop. And that is challenging still. But I still enjoy singing regular gigs where I sprinkle in my music, whether they know it or not. I don't often even say it's my music, and it goes down great. So I don't warn them that you're going to hear something. Yeah. Some people go, oh no, this is not what we came to hear, you know? Mm. So things are going really well.
That's great. Really well. Who's playing with you on the new single?
We've got Gary Wynn there on guitar, piano and harmonies. My producer, Dave Skelton, down in Mona Vale, did a super job. He did a couple of licks on guitar. He's a really crafty fella on the guitar. And he is just a super, super producer. Really lovely guy, easy guy to work with. And he knows the feel, the flavour that you're looking for.
Mm.
And then he sent out the track for a percussionist that he works with to do that lovely kind of earthy kind of, you know, bumbly kind of percussion. And I really love what he did on that. It's very subtle in places. And it just has a lovely feel. It has a kind of a jaunty feel to it. So
is that who did the Bowron for you?
Yes. Ah. His name is Barry.
That's all right.
His second name escapes me, but he has done the percussion on all the recent tracks that I have done with Dave. I'm working on an Irish album this time. I'm going to call it The Wild Heart of Ireland, and I just have two more tracks to record to get that finished. And it is really a flavoursome, Irishy kind of an album. Good bit of jaunty stuff on there, but also some touchy-feely too. So nearly there.
When we played the Choctaw song, we finally got it to the Choctaws, which was great. Are you going to get this to Christy Moore?
Well, actually, Christy has heard the demo.
Brilliant.
And the feedback was really lovely. It was a thumbs up. And I think a feel of something like he'd like to hear it developed a bit more. But he was quite taken with the story and the crafting of the song. So for me as a singer-songwriter, that is, you know, it's just a little bit of a notch on my songwriting headboard, if you want to call it like that, so I was really happy. And I felt, in order to honour Christy, he would really have to hear the song before I would put that song out there. I'm not trying to ride on anyone's coattails. It was just an inspiration I had. And it's not written about Christy as such, it's about his songs. So,
weren't we lucky we had a bank strike back in the mid-1970s?
Weren't we? Because we wouldn't have Christy, you know?
No, we wouldn't have him in his current guise anyway. I mean, he certainly wouldn't have done all he has done over the last 50 years.
No.
So, yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we're going to take a listen to, this is the final version, isn't it?
Yes, I had to trim it, Ger, because, you know, when you start writing a song with lots of song titles in it and you're trying to tell a story, it's so difficult. I found it very difficult to make sense of the story and condense it into, you know, 3:30 or 3:40. It just wasn't possible. Nope. So I thought, why fight it? I'm just going to do what comes. And then I did trim a bit off it just to make it a little bit more radio friendly. It still makes semi sense, but not full sense. So the full version does, it gives a better feel, you know.
Well, let's get the better feel and take a listen to it. It's called Right On to Listoon Varna. It's from Kaliana. Kaliana, congratulations, and I wish you huge success with it. And I hope to hear this on the National Airwaves, by the way.
Thank you, Ger. So do I.
Ooh, as the war was ending back in 1945, Dare produced a druid, and music's been his life. Helter Skelter, Big Belters, the songs of Christy Moore. And Ireland goes stir crazy when Christy goes on tour. From the city of Chicago to the wild cliffs of Dunedin, to sing Spancel Hill in Listoon Varna, flying on bee's wing. Flight diverted from Shannon to The Hague in Rotterdam. Christy ended up in Holland, a weekend in Amsterdam. And right on to Listoon Varna, for the music, the curtain and the crack. Black is the colour of my true lover's hair, and it's a long, long way on a wing and a prayer. If I could swim, I would tread the lakes of Pontchartrain, find the golden ring Christy gave to Nancy Lee Spain. Ooh, here in Christy was in Holland, Jaxo took the train from France. To catastrophic consequences when he saw the Dutch girls dance. He tiptoed through the tulips, windmills tattooed on his knees, swilling beer and eating brownies down by the side of the sea. When you're into love and courting, it all happens down in Clare. If you're looking for a filly or a slightly older mare, I am not a millionaire, I'm an ordinary man. I pack deodorant and a blanket and sleep in Jock's van. And ride on to Listoon Varna, for the music, the curtain and the crack. And black is the colour of my true lover's hair, and it's a long, long way on a wing and a prayer. If I could swim, I would tread the lakes of Pontchartrain, find the golden ring Christy gave to Nancy Spain. Ooh. Christy texted Jack, sir, come home quick by jet. Not flying priority, he played Russian roulette. Now he's back home in Derry, where his heart is all set on reaching Listoon Varna in time for Christy's opening set. Viva la quinta brigada, Jock, sir, I'm missing you. You're fond of smoke and strong whiskey, the women and Dutch brew. The songs don't sound the same without you. You're the heart of Christy Moore. You answer the call for Christy on the tour. And right on to Listoon Varna, for the music, the curtain and the crack. Black is the colour of my true lover's hair, and it's a long, long way on a wing and a prayer. If I could swim, I would tread the lakes of Pontchartrain, find the golden ring Christy gave to Nancy Spain. Jockster took a voyage on a boat from Killybegs to Clare, feeling that the brownies and the beer might not get there. Singing quiet desperation, only her rivers run free. Jockster lands in Listoon Varna, home from the Zuider Zee. Starting, don't forget your shovel to rapturous applause. There's a clatter and a banging, and all eyes on the doors. Joxer takes a run and jumps upon the stage with Christy Moore, reunited in the nick of time with Christy on the tour. And they ride on to Istanbul for the music, the curtain and the crack. And black is the colour of my true lover's hair, and it's a long, long way on a wing and a prayer. If I could swim, I would tread the lakes of Pontchartrain, find the golden ring, Christy Gay to Nancy Spain.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.